Hello, everyone.
Adrian, just how do you feel in general after getting some of this time back in pads under your belt and heading into these 5 weeks before you get ready for training camp?
I feel pretty good. You know, it's been good just to be out here with the fellas and get back in the swing of things and, you know, open my mind back to the playbook and what Coach Turner is asking us to do. So it's been pleasant.
Changed in the last year?
Not much. You know, there's a couple curveballs that was thrown out there, but you know, that's where you got good coaches like Coach Kirby to make sure, you know, you land everything out, and when we come out on the field, we're able to be crisp.
Do you approach this time now, everything here in training camp, differently than you have in the past to make up for some time, or how do you do it?
Not really. You know, it's all about muscle memory, and they really pressed it last year in training camp. So after a couple of days, I was able to kind of, you know, pick up and catch up on things, and it actually started to come naturally, you know. But it's the same thing, you know, just making sure I'm taking care of my body, have my playbook in hand, so I'm able to, you know, really be sharp with everything once training camp comes around.
Now you've had a couple weeks back in it. Does your body feel pretty much back to where it's been in years past?
Just to be honest, I felt good from day one, you know. I've had a long time to work out. You know, there's nothing like coming out here playing football. So maybe like a day or so, you know, legs was, after that first day, legs were just a little sore, calves really. But after that, it was, you know, I could tell that I've really been working because I really didn't feel too much soreness after that.
What have you seen from these other running backs out here, specifically Jarek McKinnon, a guy who looks up to you?
He's a young guy who's improving. And, you know, I'm able to see that in the classroom and on the field as well. You know, he's been great at catching the ball and running the ball. You know, to me, he seems more patient, you know, when it comes to, you know, pressing the holes and making the right reads. So, you know, he's looking sharp. And the other guys as well, you know. Matt Asiata, he's looking good. Joe, we have a good set of running backs here for the Vikings.
Anything specific off the field you've missed in coming back to Minnesota? I don't know, a favorite restaurant or anything non-football that, you know, was good to get back in the swing of
doing or don't do, anything like that?
The weather is normally good, you know, around this time. So, you know, that was something that I kind of miss. Redstone.
Okay.
Yeah, you know, I normally go there and grab a good bite from time to time. And Coldstone as well.
Ice cream's not as good in Texas?
Oh yeah, it is. Okay. But you know, Bluebell is no longer out there right now, so I've been craving Cold Stone.
I know you haven't had a chance in a game situation, but to be with Teddy, what are your evaluations? How different he is now this year that he's claimed this team as his own and he's really embraced the leadership role? But what have you seen different
with him just in practice?
Just being more, even more so of a leader. You know, you can tell he has control. Just his understanding of the offense and, you know, being that guy that, you know, facilitate the ball out to, you know, to the guys around him. Just being able to read defenses and deliver the ball on a dime. You know, he looks more just crisp and sharp.
Have you talked to the coaching staff at all about what your workload might be this year and, you know, whether it will be the same as it's been in the past?
No, actually I haven't. You know, I've never really had a conversation with those guys. I just go out and play ball.
Would you like to have the same kind of workload you've had in the past?
Whatever they call me to do, I'll be ready to do it, you know. So, you know, I'm sure they got some good stuff on tape, and I'll leave it in their hands to decide what they want to do. Yeah, it's funny because it seems like I get asked that question every year, you know, be more involved in the pass game. But, yeah, you know, I was looking forward to it last year, you know, with this offense. The running back is going to be in a position to be able to, you know, definitely rack up his, you know, receptions. And I'm looking forward to doing that. This offense, like I said, presents it. And, you know, we'll see a lot more of it in training camp and when the season starts.
Adrian, you've talked a little bit in the past about kind of the need for guys to have guaranteed contracts and have that security. As you look at the situation with Dez Bryant down in Dallas, does that seem like one of those situations that, okay, this is a guy that's produced and it's time to take care of him?
Yeah. Yeah. He's done pretty good for the Cowboys, I think.
You had a chance to give some inspirational words to the kid in the wheelchair and have the ATV accident. What did you kind of tell him inspirational?
Just let him know that God, you know, has the final say-so in everything. You know, I asked him, what did they tell him when he left? And they told him, you know, he wouldn't be able to move anything, you know, below his waist. And I see him over there moving his leg now, you know. So just, you know, keeping his mind focused on God and having faith that he can walk again. You know, and just let them know, hey, it's not going to be easy. It's going to be tough days, you know, but as long as you just stay focused and this is something that you want to accomplish, you know, you can accomplish that.
Did you like it to some here? Some of the rubs, the personality of this team, how you guys can joke around with him and you understand him better this year, and he feels obviously more advanced than where he was this last year than his second year. Have you seen a difference in just how coach is, and what do you like about that give and take between the team and the coach?
Yeah, I've seen a little difference. You know, he's a little more open. You know, he've always seemed to have a sense of humor to me, you know, the short time I was around him last year. But even more so, I see him walking around, you know, talking with guys, and, you know, see a smile on his face from time to time. You know, normally he just has that serious face on. But, you know, that's good. You know, guys feel comfortable around him. But still with that, you see that guys respect him, you know. So it's nothing that's being done that's disrespectful. It's like they know what level to go to.
Says he has a note on his phone to be more positive this year and less negative. Are you
going to
help him with that?
Yeah, I'm going to help him with it a lot.
Is it just the typical workouts you'll be doing in Texas over the next 5 weeks? Any special plan for you, you know, during this period off?
Yeah. I was thinking about going to Europe, but I'm not going to do that. I'm focused on just working out and just relax and just do what I do. Come back for camp ready to roll.
So honeymoon's still on hold, right?
Yeah, still on hold, man. Still on hold.
What do the workouts consist of for you this time of year? Just weights and speed work and that kind of stuff?
A lot of strength work as well, you know. So it's kind of like CrossFit, man. I do so much different stuff, whether it's track workouts or on the field, hill workouts, running 3-mile exercise with the, you know, full body workout, you know. Whatever the trainer throws out there in front of us, it's a challenge, and, you know, I'm always trying to accomplish that challenge.
Couple more questions, guys.
Sure.
You said recently you thought you could still play at least a few more years. Why do you think you'll be able to have that longevity when some of your other peers haven't been able to have it?
I feel like I'm blessed. I feel like it's my mindset that I have, my work ethic as well. You know, that's a big part of it, you know, having a good work ethic, you know. I don't know which guys you're talking about, but I'm sure some of those guys just got tired of working out, you know. I know a couple backs now that if they had the mindset to go out and train and get their bodies right, even after 30, then they could have played another year or two as well. You know, so I think it's all about just how you approach things. You know, of course, being healthy is something that helps that as well, having that, you know, that luck to have longevity. But ultimately, you know, just having faith that I can do whatever I put my mind to.
Adrian, does life feel just back to normal for you now?
No,
not at all?
You know, it is what it is. It's normal, but, you know, of course it's different. But I'm making it as normal as I can, you know, surrounding myself around people who love me, and, you know, moving forward.
All right, guys. Thank you.
Cool.
Thank you. Thank you, sir.